Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the characteristics of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve the relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Ali, which means the most high or the most sublime. Now, often when we think about being high within a relationship sense or being the highest person, it tends to fall into the category of comparison, where there becomes a situation of priority, where possibly a spouse may say, well, my wife doesn't prioritize me or my husband doesn't prioritize me. On the list of priorities, I'm not the most high. And yet when we look at the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in using that sense of the most high, we understand that it's not a matter of priority, but it's a matter of recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-'Ali, is the most high, is the one that is most sublime. Now, what's really beautiful about this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to the marriage relationship is that we see that the 99 names of Allah have been used in different places in the Quran and in different verses of the Quran. We see that this name, the Most High, this characteristic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is used in the Quran in Surah An-Nisa in verse 34, which is the verse that begins by reminding us, الرجال قومون النساء, which means the men are the protectors or the providers for the women. Now, this is a verse that comes up quite frequently in our work in marriage counseling. It's a verse that comes up quite frequently in the question and answer sessions when I'm discussing marriage or the relationship between men and women. And it's because it is the verse that has the word that is translated often in English as striking. And it talks about the resolution of an argument or a difficulty or a problem between husband and wife. Again, this is Surah An-Nisa, which is chapter 4, verse 34. And we recognize in that verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in any way demeaning women or putting down the role of the wife, but instead it's a recognition that in the marriage relationship, the men are the providers, are the protectors of the women. That doesn't lessen from the woman's role. It doesn't take away from who she is or what her role is in the marriage. But it kind of creates this relationship dynamic of recognition and understanding between husband and wife. Now, there's so many beautiful lectures online from those scholars who have studied the words of the Quran and who are very well versed in the fiqh and the usul. And I strongly urge you to review some of these lectures to gain a better understanding of what this particular verse means. Sheikh Harima Yusuf has a beautiful explanation of why this verse is sometimes taken out of context and how culturally people will use this verse to sometimes try to advocate for things that are not of Islam. Because remember, we said our marriages are built upon mawadda wa rahma, care and mercy. And there is no room in that care and mercy for taking a verse out of context and utilizing this verse as a form of oppression or a way to keep a spouse down. And so we recognize that the use of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, the name that is used in this verse is the Most High. And it's a recognition, a remembrance that despite what is happening between husband and wife, despite arguments that may occur, despite difficulties that they may encounter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Most High. He is the one that has the most priority, and He is the one that oversees and looks over everything and judges all. And so we keep that in mind, and we see the beauty of the verse in that the verse that begins with Ar-Rijal Qawmun An-Nisa, which is verse 34 again in chapter 4, ends with a reminder that Allah is the Most High. And that is a reminder to us to incorporate that mawadda wa rahmah and that mercy as one of the characteristics of Allah into our own lives, even in the marriage relationship. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses our marriages, allows us to understand our roles, and recognize the divine justice and the divine wisdom behind the marriage relationship. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to seeing you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.